Okay, I was actually planning on recording this when I had some alcohol, but it is currently 2 a.m. and I can't sleep, so I was thinking, you know what, I'll just do it now, get it over and done with. I'm sorry, it wouldn't be as entertaining if I was, like, mildly tipsy, but I'm going to be ranking all the entirety of One Direction's discography to celebrate their 10th anniversary, which was, let me just share it. 10 year anniversary, when was that? Which was on July 23, so I am extremely late, but better late than never, so we're gonna do it now. I think Curtis Connor made this tier list. Yeah, so we have the S tier, which is Godly, A for amazing, B for good, C had good potential, D for I mean I'll listen, E for eh, and F for trash. Okay, our problem with this right now is the fact that I was like in and out of being a directioner for a while. Everyone listening is just like, hey. So I enjoyed One Direction when they first debuted, and I enjoyed their second album. And then Midnight Memories came out, and I think that was like my album. So I think I listened to it once, and I don't remember anything else. Yeah, so Midnight Memories and 4 are a bit dubious in my memory. So when we get to those, I might have to play them a little bit. So yeah. Also, I didn't get to hear like all of the unreleased tracks, so we're gonna search that up and we're gonna search that up later. So we're gonna be jamming to some One Direction. I'm gonna play my favorite One Direction song right now. What makes you beautiful? There it is. This is my favorite song. One Direction, but every line is "You're Insecure." Sometimes when I'm feeling bad about myself, I listen to this and I'm just like, correct. Oh, I love how underwhelming it is. So yeah, on like really bad days where I hate myself, this is what I listen to. okay, but let's look at some One Direction songs, shall we? And starting with number one is What Makes You Beautiful. So, you see, I have a lot of mixed feelings about the song because it's not necessarily something that I enjoy. But at the same time, it's so iconic. What makes you beautiful? So, you know what? Okay, you know what? I'll put this in A. Amazing. And I have regrets. Never mind. It's going on a B. It's good. Like, as much of an icon as it is, it's not a song that I seek out very often, or it's something that I feel is their best song. This is an iconic song because it's so bad that it's good. So, okay, Gotta Be You. It's okay. I put it under C. Had good potential. One thing, amazing. Now I have lines in this, so it's amazing. More than this. When you open the door, it's hard to close tonight. I just don't feel I'll listen to this. It's going under D. I'm sorry. Up All Night, amazing. I wish. Okay, I have a lot of problems with this first album because there are a lot of like great songs. The only problem is that Niall and Louis didn't have a lot of lines. And I don't remember them having lines in I Wish. But this was a good song. You know what? Good potential. You could have included the other two members. Tell Me a Lie. Take Good Potential. Taken. Actually an eh. I don't know, but they had a really good bridge. Thank you. Yeah, it's still on the eh. I Want Godly. Actually, you know what? Amazing, because Louie and Niall didn't have lines. But I Want is a song I go back to a lot. Everything About You is trash. Same Mistakes. Had Good Potential. Actually, no. I put it under Good. Save You Tonight. Eh. Stole My Heart. Trash. Stand Up. It's good. Moments. Good. I wouldn't put it under Amazing. Oh, actually, I don't know. No, I'll put it under Good. Another World. Eh. Okay. Na-na-na. Fucking annoying, but I will listen. I Should Have Kissed You. It was so annoying, but I will listen. And that's it for like the first album. Look, we went through that a lot faster than I thought. We're like 6 minutes right now. Second album, Take Me Home. Live While We're Young, amazing. I was so happy when this came. Kiss You. Oh, but now I had that one iconic line. Like, all the boys will be drooling on their chitty chin chin. Okay. Okay, I'll put it on this. I don't know, but it's not a song that I really enjoy. You know what? I'll listen. I'm sorry. Little Things, amazing. Come On, Come On, Godly. I fucking love this song. Like, you know, I think it was like during the last part where Zayn is like, "Hey, I'm watching you all night. There's something in your eyes. So come on, come on, dance with me, baby, yeah." Oh, I love that. I love that. It's how long ago was this? 2012? 20? Oh my god. They had an expanded version and they added like this 3 unreleased tracks which are now released. Time to listen to those. Wait, so now I'm like wondering, like, what have they added and what have they not added? Okay, so those were the only 3, never mind. Molly disappointed. Last First Kiss, I really like this, so I'm gonna get it good. Heart of Time, girl, put it as a C, had good potential. Now, there's gonna be a lot of controversial thoughts around here. Some are fan favorites, you know, some are like major fandom favorites, but these are going off my personal favorites. So, yes. Also, when Curtis Connor did this, I disagreed with him on so many things. Like, he put Last First Kiss as trash, and I was just like, shut the fuck up. Rock Me is iconic, but I don't think it lived up to its potential, so you're under C. Change My Mind. Eh. I would... When you're feeling low, baby, you should know I had good potential. I don't remember listening to this a lot. Okay, you see, my problem with One Direction is that just because I remember the songs doesn't necessarily mean that I listen to them a lot. You get what I mean? So yeah. Over Again was eh. Bad For You was... I would listen. They Don't Know About Us, amazing. Summer love. Summer love. You see, I want to like this song, especially because Niall was the one who wrote it. Can you tell that my bias is Niall? But it really wasn't that good. But I can't bear to throw it into track. You know what? You're under A. I'm so sorry. Okay. Ever since One Direction went solo, like, especially when, you know, they first started, everyone who listened to Niall's songs were just like, oh, this sounds like something One Direction would have written. You know, like, he hasn't really changed at all. And then I don't fucking know why, but everyone seems to have forgotten the fact that Niall was the one who wrote majority of One Direction songs. Like, obviously it's gonna be mildly similar. Like, he was like the main, he was the main brain behind it. Okay, I'll fucking have you know, okay, I love him with all my heart. Okay, I loved him when no one did, all right. What the fuck am I saying? So I heard a lot of like complaints and I got so annoyed because I was just like, he was the one who wrote like majority of One Direction songs, and everyone was just like, oh, no wonder his songs suck then. And I'm just like, huh? Because I really like Slow Hands. And there was like that one song which he collabed with Suddenly, I can't remember. Suddenly I Am Stupid. Where is it? Seeing Blind, yes. Wait, he was in Moral of the Story? No way. This is the one that got featured in like Two Older Boys, right? Okay, I will not deny that. Like, I never actually listened to like the whole song. People fall in love with the wrong people sometimes. Some mistakes they made, that's alright, that's okay. You think that you're in love when you're really just in pain. Some mistakes they made, that's alright, that's okay. In the end, it's better for me. That's the moral of the story. See, I've only ever heard that part. I've never actually heard like the actual song. I'm gonna put this one in my I Hate Myself. I have a playlist called I Hate Myself, where I just loathe myself by listening to this album. No, playlist. Okay, that's enough. You see, he's such a talented singer. I know that this isn't very convincing. No, but he's such a talented singer, and I can't believe it took like 2 albums before like they finally gave him proper lines. Like, fucking horrible. Fucking horrible. What they did to Louis and Niall was fucking horrible. And like the moment, and Louis was so self-conscious of the way he sang. So in the beginning he would use a lot of autotune and everyone was just like, oh, Louis is such a bad singer, and I was just like, fuck all of you, okay? Like, okay, she's not free. You see, now I listen to this song whenever I want to feel like a bad bitch. Unfortunately, this is not my favorite song. So I'll listen when it comes on and I'll feel like a bad bitch, but it's not something I would go to immediately. Loved You First, good. Loved You First, Last Was Kiss, I love. Nobody Compares, even better. I'm gonna put amazing. Still the One, trash. Truly, Madly, Deeply. It's eh. Magic, I don't remember. I think I've heard this once. So we're gonna listen to the first. I don't know how long is this. 3 minutes, 4 seconds. Let's just go. Me, I try to remember how this goes. The moment it plays, I can sing. Okay, I don't know the lyrics, but I remember this. Okay, this is a bop. I think I'll put it under good. It's not something I'm very like, woo. Okay, Irresistible is godly. I love that. Okay, that's enough. Also, I put in like 58 hours into The Sims, and I got it like on the 28th of July. It's been 2 weeks. I've clocked in 58 hours. That actually is on the log. Why am I bragging? Okay, anyway, we're gonna move on now to Midnight Memories. How much time have I spent on this? 16 minutes. Going on to 17. That's fine. Best song ever. Amazing. Yeah, contrary to popular belief, best song ever is not the best song ever, according to me. It's iconic. It's just not the best. Now, Story of My Life is godly. Like, love the way this music video is done. Love the song. Love the message in the song. Love everything about Story of My Life. I would die for Story of My Life. Diana, it was good. I wouldn't say it was amazing, not for me. Midnight Memories had good potential. You and I had good potential. It really wasn't my favorite song. Don't Forget Where You Belong, godly. You see, now we're getting to like the album slowly got better. I think like the first two albums were more poppy and it was really to cater to the fan base that they had already like cultivated in the X Factor, and also to like reel in more teenage girls. So young impressionable girls whose opinions don't matter and all you are doing is like liking silly boys. Well, guess what, bitches? Okay, girls like the Beatles, alright? And then the Beatles became famous amongst men, and then suddenly they were legends, alright? So give this like 20 more years and people will start liking One Direction. Alright. Someone on Twitter said One Direction could have written Hey Jude, but the Beatles couldn't have written Fireproof or any of One Direction songs, okay? Like, but I say this with like a pinch of salt. Honestly, I don't think they could have written Hey Jude. Like, let's be real. I don't know, I don't think you can compare, because like, I mean, it really is like a matter of like personal taste, because I don't know, it's just different, you know. Everyone has, okay, as generations go by, people's taste in music change, and so music has to evolve as well. Sometimes it involves like taking things from the past, sometimes it just relies on creating something new. And you know, like what One Direction did was great for their time, and like, you know, people still remember them up to today. So I would regard them as icons, and hopefully like years down the line, like, we can still love One Direction for who they were and what they brought to the industry and how they contributed to music, you know. And honestly, I do think it was like a great stepping stone for like all five members after, because like once they went solo, they were like so good, you know, because people already associated them with like the type of music they made as One Direction, and when they branched off, then and establish their own brand. Like, I don't know, I think it kind of like opened fangirls to like different styles of music. Yeah, so honestly, it's just called good advertising and marketing. Okay, like, mad respect, love it. I love all of their music except for Liam's. I am so sorry, I can't get behind his shit. Like, I think of all the members, he's the only one who like went down instead of going up. Like, Louis went down a little bit and then he rose, you know, and now we all love Louis. And then obviously Harry's at the top of the food chain, followed by Zayn. And then I think Louis and Niall are tied for me. I think I might prefer... Oh no, actually I can't tell. In terms of style, I like Niall's better. But in terms of message, I like Louis. Yeah, tied for me. Yeah, Liam's at the bottom. I'm so sorry, honey. Now, strong. Amazing. Love this song so much. Niall's solo line. Love it. Happily. Amazing. Right now, amazing. Little Black Dress and Little White Lies. These two songs, I get confused. Like I said, I only listened to Midnight Memories like a couple of times. Unfortunately, those two songs became a little bit too similar. So we're gonna listen to them. Oh, I love this. It sounds like a band sound. Oh, I vaguely remember this. Okay, you can see why I didn't really listen to this song. I feel like there isn't a payoff for me, and we're halfway through the song. Okay, I feel like I can guess what this is gonna be. I'm sorry. This came out in like 2013. I was 13 back then. Like, who is their intended audience? Real question. Through the Dark, it was good. Something Great, amazing. Actually, no, Something Great, I'll put Under Godly. I really like that song. Little White Lies. Now, you see? Don't remember. It's like you vaguely remember, but you don't actually remember it. Thank you. the audience. Okay. If we think about fangirls, we usually think of them as like 16 and below. Ma'am. I mean, it's okay. I would listen. Like, I prefer a little bit more than little black dress. You see, I can't. Little black dress. Can you imagine if I was drunk and doing this? I probably wouldn't even. I can't even articulate right now. Better than words. Also, another sex song. Amazing. Okay, I remember this song very clearly because now it goes, better than words, hips don't lie, you make me wanna. One more time, and I was just like, sir. And yeah. Why don't we go there? Do I remember this? You know, one thing I like about One Direction is that they have like a live band playing. And I really like the sound of instruments. Which is one of the reasons why I like bands in general. A lot more. This is such a nice summer song. You know what? I'll put it under good because I don't think it's like a woo song. Okay, I'll definitely listen to this a little bit more. One thing good about One Direction song, but I think a lot of people see as a downfall, is that it's repetitive. But it's easy to follow, so I enjoy that. As someone who finds it very difficult to remember music in general, like, this is great. Okay, I'm realizing something. Now it gets more lines in this album, but Louis is still non-existent. This is horrible. And then, okay, yeah, that was Louis, and then he got overshadowed by everyone else. Oh no. That is so sad. You know, I think One Direction came in to my country in like 2015. At that point in time, I was a very big Five Stars fan. Still am. Because I do favor bands a lot more than just like boy groups. So I didn't go for their concert. And at that point in time, Zayn was still in One Direction. And then when he left, and then years later when I started listening to like One Direction properly, I was just like, I missed a chance. And now I never get to see them ever again. Yeah, that's one of my biggest regrets, not going for their concert in 2015. But, you know, I don't regret getting into One Direction. I think I even went for the movie. In fact, like, I love them so much, I told my dad to help me buy, like, the Blu-ray for it. We still have it. Funny story, the other day I wanted to watch Ratatouille. And so I was looking for Reddit. So I can't remember whether I sold the Blu-ray or not, or I told my dad to sell it. And so I was like looking for it, and then I found a One Direction movie. And I told myself, I was telling myself, I swear to fucking God, if I told my dad to sell Ratatouille but not One Direction, I would stab myself in the face. But then I didn't sell Ratatouille, so I'm very happy about that. Yes. I mean, now I can watch the One Direction movie whenever I want, even though I know that their friendship was a lie. Except maybe for Louis and Harry. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, even though Liam's music went down, like, he was still very honest about, like, what happened, because when people were asking, like, oh, do you still keep in touch, like, the boys and everything, and he was just like, well, we kind of just worked in music together, and that was it. And when I heard that, I was just like, I would like to think that you guys at least made some memories together. My childhood was ruined. Okay, does he know? I think I'm vaguely remembering the song. This is not the lyrics that, like, does he know that you're out tonight, or like, does he know that you're out with me tonight? Something like that. Want a bit? Like. Oh, I remember this. Yeah. So this makes me think. Okay, this brings up the question. Would you be okay in being someone Would you be okay with fucking someone who is cheating on their significant other with you? Because I don't think I'd be okay with that. I don't know, it just seems wrong. Like, I feel bad. Like, okay, if I didn't know and it happened and I thought that they were single, then it would be like, okay, I was stupid and, like, that really didn't feel good. But if I knew that this person was already taken, like, huh? conflict. Now, you see, now the message is getting to this. You know what? You know what, I will listen. I'm just... Okay, you know what, I'm looking at this list right now. Truly, madly, deeply cannot be under it. I'm gonna put it under good potential. Alive, I don't think I remember this one. Okay, I know the chorus. Yeah, they play this quite a lot actually. Okay, I really should listen to Midnight Memories again. Maybe my mind has changed about it. I always wrote it off as like an album that I didn't really like. I'll put this in the good. Alive is good. Half a Heart, amazing. Actually, no, Half a Heart should be godly. Like, I cried so much listening to this song. And I'll have you know that, like, I am super single. Like, the bit size. Steal My Girl is good. Ready to Run is amazing. Amazing. I'm worried. I hate myself. I can't believe I used to, like, say those things like amazing and then extraordinary. What was that? Phenomenal. Let me try and think through. Wait, let me try. Yeah, Liam's is brilliant. And Fabio Louis, ew. Ew, I kind of want to like punch myself. Like, why do I think that was fun? Like, why do I think that was cool to see? Where Do Broken Hearts Go is amazing. 18? Golly. Girl Almighty. It's not my favorite. I would say it had good potential. Fool's Gold, godly. Night Changes. Should I include like the music video? You know what? I worship Night Changes a lot. When I took a break from One Direction, like this was the song that got me back into them. Like it wasn't something from me in the AM. I think, yeah, like it was like about like 2016, 2017 when I was thinking like, I know One Direction has broken up, but I kind of want to see like what I missed on, because Fall, I briefly listened to it, but I didn't actually listen to everything, and I didn't listen to me in the AM either, so I got Night Changes recommended to me on YouTube, and I watched it, and then it was so good. And like I loved it so much that I went and listened to the rest of Fall and Made in the AM, and I was just like, damn, I wish like I continued to trust in One Direction's music, you know? Yeah, but then Five Stars came along, you know, and I love Five Stars. Like I really sorry, I really feel like that. Okay, No Control. Godly. Fireproof, godly. Spaces is, I would say, had good potential. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome, I put it under good. Contrary to popular belief. Okay, fine. Unpopular opinion. It's like, yeah. Clouds. I only remember like the intro of this. Yeah, Louis definitely had more lines. Oh, it's so, what a shame that he started getting more lines in like the last two albums. But then again, those were like really good albums, so you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Yeah, I quite like the song. I put it under good, I guess. You can tell I'm not really convinced. No. I like One Direction. I really do. Can you imagine if I was drunk? Fuck, I think this would be more entertaining if I was like mildly tipsy. But unfortunately, you're gonna have sober me for today. I'll get drunk some other time, you know. Okay, Change Your Ticket. I really don't remember this one. Change Your Ticket, Illusion, and Once in a Lifetime. I vaguely remember Once in a Lifetime, but. This is groovy.
Okay, I remember this.
Okay, it's not bad. I would listen. Illusion. A lot of bangers here. That's why I tell me I have a British accent. I've been watching a lot of Plum Bella, so, and she's like super English, like she's from Middlesbrough. You know what, whatever, we're gonna skip over that. This is a good song. I would listen. Unfortunately, it's just not high up there. You know, if it comes, then I'll listen. Once in a lifetime. This sounds like something Harry Styles would make now. Okay, I quite like that. I put in the good. Okay, act my age is amazing. We love act my age. Hey, Angel. I listen. Unfortunately, not one of my favorites. Drag Me Down, amazing. Perfect. Is good. Infinity, I'll put under good. I don't mind it. NFT, not my favorite. I'll put under eh. Yeah, if I could fly, I'll say eh. Long Way Down, godly. Never Enough. Wait, do I remember how this goes? Thank you. colors. Yeah, this really is like the album. Like the album starting talk about a little bit more like toxic shit, and I'm just like, oh no. Like putting yourself in like very dangerous situations. Like he's literally telling his partner, yeah, you can just break me, I don't mind, it's never enough for me, like I fucking love you. And I'm just like, that ain't it, sis. It's the same for like Temporary Fix, but I feel like that one is more of like a hookup situation. So, but I don't know, there's like mild obsession, you know what? It's One Direction, let's not think too much about it. I'll put it under like had good potential, because it's like okay, I wouldn't put it in the same as like See My Girl or like What Makes You Beautiful. Okay, Olivia, we love this, it's amazing. What a feeling. Don't really remember. I love how funky they get towards the end, and I wish like they could have continued more in this. This is really good. Love You Goodbye, I fucking love it. I put it under Amazing. Actually no, I'll put it under Godly, like love it. I want to write you a song. You know I cried when I heard this song. I was just like, no one could ever love me like this. Like, okay, I think I'll put it under Amazing. I don't think it's exactly Godly. I Want to Write You a Song is very emotional, and you know the message is really nice, and there's something very comforting about the song. I fucking love it. History. Is it under Amazing or is it Godly? Okay, I really like History, you know I'm gonna put it in Godly. Temporary Fix, Godly, I fucking love this song. It is my go-to get ready song. I may not be going out for a one-night stand, but I enjoy putting on makeup to this song. I'm just like, yeah, I'm like gonna go out and have a good night tonight. And it's just a nice song to like sing to. Walking in the Wind, Do I Remember You? So sad. Oh my god, is it they knew that they were taking a hiatus? Actually, no, they kind of knew at that point in time, right? Thank you. this makes me sad. I'll put on a good, yeah. Wolves, fucking love the song, amazing. AM, amazing. Okay, Home, I haven't listened to yet. So we're gonna go through that now. It's gonna be like, why are you only showing like four of them? And then I realized that there really was only four of them during this part. We're gonna stop that because, oh no, Louis singing, never mind, we should respect. Oh, and those are all of Louis' lines, never mind. even towards the end, he's still being done dirty, poor thing. I'll put this in a good, I'll definitely take some more time to like properly listen to it. I think I have heard of it, or like heard it, like, you know, mildly, but I don't really remember it. Didn't forget that I wasn't very into One Direction at a point in time. And even now I forgot a majority of the songs, but you know. Anyway, like, even though, like, songs that are currently in like the I Mean I Listen eh and Trash tier, like these are still pretty good songs in the sense where I would still listen to them, you know, like because they're all genuinely bops. Like, okay, Save You Tonight, okay, especially songs from like the first album are so iconic to me, you know, they're so memorable because this really was like the first One Direction album and it was like the first album I think that I bought with my own money. Wait, did I buy it with my own cash? I think I bought this one with my own cash and it, Take Me Home, I convinced my dad to buy it for me. Poor thing, bless his soul. It was the yearbook edition as well. I still haven't sold it, love it. Yeah, so, I don't know, like it holds a very special place in my heart. And so things like Everything About You, Still My Heart, Save You Tonight, Take In Another World, More Than This, Na Na Na, I Should Have Kissed You, you know, like, these songs, I'll put them in like the trash tiers, but like I can still sing those songs the moment it comes up. Like, that's how memorable they are to me. And I think that really is just me. In short, One Direction is great. Y'all just hating because y'all can't stand little girls liking boy groups, honestly. So, yeah, that's the truth. I know this isn't like everyone who like thinks that way, but I do think that they got a lot of backlash because they were very mainstream and, you know, people don't like mainstream. I used to be like that, but like one of the reasons as to why I kind of like threw One Direction away for Five Stars is because like One Direction was very mainstream, and even though Five Stars was promoted by One Direction, they still felt a little bit at the back. Like, even now, I for me personally, it's a lot harder to find 5 seconds of summer fans. Yeah, so, you know, BTS fans, you can find them almost anywhere. One Direction fans, you can definitely find them, you know. Day 6 fans, I find it a lot easier to find Day 6 fans than I do finding 5 Seconds of Summer fans, which is wild to me, like, huh? You know, I can find people who like The Rose or Hopipola, like, super easily, whereas for 5 Seconds of Summer, it's a little bit more difficult because I do think people in the K-pop who like K-pop aren't very into 5SOS, and I don't know, like, it makes me sad because I really like 5SOS, you know, like every time 5SOS has a new release, like I just like cry alone because I have no one to talk to about them. Yeah, I have no friends who are who like 5SOS. Oh, that makes me so upset. So yeah, that is kind of one of the reasons as to why I threw One Direction away, which I'm really sorry about. You know, I do think that things that I throw away in terms of, like, you know, obsessions, okay, maybe like likes and dislikes, and like in the entertainment industry, like I'll eventually go back to them, firstly for nostalgia, secondly because they did produce a lot of bangers, like even my godly, in the godly tier, which is like the highest, this like 15 songs here, you know, and that's quite a lot, like I have so many in the first 3 tiers, like that is insane, you know. So yeah, One Direction is great. If you don't like them, that really just isn't your taste. Hopefully one day you'll find a song that you like. If any of y'all are 5SOS fans, please hit me up. I really need friends. I'm a 5SOS, even though they're dead right now. Okay, I do think one of the reasons as to why I can't find that many 5SOS fans is because, like, they really are very silent. They did release an album like this year, so I can't really say. 5 Seconds of Summer. 5 Seconds of Summer. Calm was released this year. Calm was a good album. Red does, okay, I will say that I did prefer Youngblood over Calm. There are like nice songs in Calm. Red does it, no shame. And like literally going through the entire thing. I don't really listen to Calm as much as I do for Youngblood. Maybe I should do a tier list for 5SOS. We probably have to listen to like their latest album like multiple times so that I can actually make it in. But yeah, this is all I have to say. Back in love, One Direction. Hopefully one day you'll find your love for One Direction. Hopefully this sparked your love for One Direction. Hopefully this brought back some memories of One Direction. We love One Direction. We love where they are now. Except for you, Liam, like, I wish you wouldn't make such bad choices, such as naming your son Bear. Bear Great Pain, like, what the fuck is that? like, out of all people, I didn't think Liam would be the one who would give his child a shitty name. Like, why the fuck would you name your child Bear? Like B-E-A-R, like why would you, like why? Okay, we all love Harry Styles, a true icon. Watermelon Sugar, hi. Fine Line, we love it. We love everything about we love everything about Harry Styles, truly an icon for everyone. Sign of the Times, amazing. You know, when Sign of the Times came out, like, I was really happy about it. I was just like, you know, and I listened to like the rest of his album and I was just like, I love it. Chef's kiss. So yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's been an hour. And I'm gonna stop now. Just to stop. Okay. Thank you for listening. I hope that this kept you company for a while. And yeah. See y'all summer time. Bye bye.